First and foremost, it's good development that the Nigerian government, particularly the IAPOS, finally admitted what they've been denying before. This is not the first time, you know, incident like this will happen, and the government will not own up to this kind of situation. So I think after the overwhelming demand for accountability by civil society organizations and the media and, of course, the general public, I think the pressure was much because we have had several of this kind of incidents and no much responsive response from the government. As a matter of fact, they will say they will investigate and they never, you know, come back with any report. Neither have the people been compensated for bombing them innocently. So it was a relief for us this time around after we agitated that there must be explanation on how and what happened that innocent people would be killed when you have all the necessary facilities and equipment and gadgets to be able to navigate where exactly your target victims are.
As you said, the admission is rare. So what happens now to those who were killed or their families? What do you think is going to happen, particularly from your perspective of, as a human rights person? What do you think should be happening?
So as a matter of urgency, government must identify properly all the victims and properly compensate them in a manner that we know they cannot bring back their loved ones, but there must be proper compensation for the people that lost their lives and their livelihood because their families, other family members are still there and therefore they should be traced and be given the necessary, not only, you know, of course, the apology, but also material support to be able to regain the loss of their properties and, you know, and the loved ones. So government must do that, and there must not be corruption involved in this process, because one of the major challenges we have is that even if government say they will do something, first, you might not necessarily get them to commit to doing the working of the talk. But with the civil society and the media monitoring and putting pressure, definitely we will make sure that government did not abandon these communities or these families. So we hope that government, after, you know, thorough investigation into this incident, they should be able to properly compensate them. Like I said, there should be a unreserved apology. Secondly, there must be material support to enable them regain their life again for those ones that still remain alive or their loved ones, their families members.
President Bola Tinubu ordered the investigation after the incident took place. Do you hope that this is a way forward from now on in terms of how government responds?
So because the country, you know, is such that there are numerous issues happening almost on a daily basis, people being killed, and it's like it's normal in Nigeria to wake up and hear that 50 people, 100 people, 200 people are being massacred and killed, and nothing happens. So it's been going on like this, but I think, you know, this one that the government have owned up to the fact that they are the one who did this bombing, there must not be any delay and neither bureaucratic, any delay that will jeopardize the speedy justice to this matter. Therefore, we are insisting that President Bola Ahmed Tinubu must give directive to go ahead with compensating the victims.